Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Kia ora, dia guit, and welcome to Capital Irish Radio. Coming to you from the capital in Wellington this Sunday on the 30th of October, broadcasting on 106.1 FM. You can reach us by email on capitalirishradio@gmail.com or Facebook, or check out our Capital Irish page there. And firstly, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsors. So Butler's Irish Chocolate, Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. Thank you so much for making this possible each week and for all your support. So now on to our show. Today I have two very, very special guests in with us. I want to welcome to the show Davy and Tia. Welcome.
Hey, Hi. Now. How are you doing?
How are you getting Thank on? You. Welcome. So I'm going to talk today a little bit about some Australasian antics that we had last week. And so first off, I'm going to pop over to Davy. Hi.
Hi, Adele.
Welcome. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, Davy, because that isn't a Kiwi accent, is it?
No, it's and it hasn't got any lighter with the last 16 years. So originally from County Clare, moved over here, 16 years ago. So I'm very much a Kiwi at this stage. The citizenship came through probably a month ago.
Amazing.
So
I'm congratulations.
I'm half and half now, so they can't get rid of me.
And so what kept you here? 16 years is a long time to be here.
16 years ago, I was much younger. met a lovely Kiwi girl called Leanna in Dublin and came over for a year.
Oh, that worked out well then.
And so just kept getting an extension and, so.
So a year and a few...
Year and a few more, a bit of injury time,
Amazing. And Tia, where do you hail from?
From Sunshine Coast in Australia.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And so what brought you here?
I was travelling around and then Trevor Mangum was over here and I just said, do you know what, I'll come over. I said, you don't need a visa. I'm like, if I like it, I'll stay. If not, go back. So I'm still here.
Trevor's good for bringing people over without visas. Amazing. Well done. He's our little Irish embassy. Amazing. And so I guess reason that you're in today is around some of the successes that the Wellington Hutt Valley GAA have had. David, can you tell me a little bit about your sort of history with the GAA?
Yeah, I guess I've been pretty involved on and off for the last 16 years. And the GAA is kind of very much part and parcel of the Irish and extended community, mm-hmm. around Wellington and beyond. So it's kind of once you're in, you're in kind of thing. It's very
mafia-like.
Not that you want to leave, but it's a great way of meeting the new people that arrive and just kind of building those friendships. So this year and last year I'm serving as president.
I forgot El Presidente. We should have had some kind of honours. I didn't. There was no red carpet rolled out. I must remember next time.
You're all good. I think I may have avoided it for 14 years. my time came around.
I see. Yeah, you're sort of like King Charles, right? You're waiting for your time. Yeah. Amazing.
He's probably as mobile as I am on the pitch.
And this weekend, obviously, you were both playing because you came to the studio a little bit shaky. How was the games at the weekend?
Yeah, really good. So the weekend just gone, we had the Wellington Sevens. So they were pretty traditionally the same time as the Fesh weekend, which would have traversed around the country. Mm. But the last couple of years we've held a Wellington Sevens version, and we're kind of just getting back on our feet really after the whole COVID lockdown. And
of course,
luckily enough, we had 17 different teams playing across.
Amazing.
Yeah, playing across hurling, football, camogie, and we had a little bit of kids' GAA there as well. So it was a really good weekend just to kind of get back into things and look towards next year for getting bigger and better again, and just, good social weekend as well.
Yeah, and also great weather for it because it was out in Upper Hutt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Awakarangi.
Awakarangi Park.
Good little park there, and we went off really well. Lots of positive feedback from the other clubs around the country that turned up. So really, really happy with the weekend and
Brilliant.
Happy that it's finished as well. We can get a small break for the next thing.
Get the legs healed up before the next tournament. And so you obviously came across because of Trevor visa scheme and got involved with the ladies GAA from then.
Yes, I think that was part of the deal when I came over. You'll be joining the women's football team. So never touched football in my life and gave it a go at socials and didn't think I'd be here
Amazing.
Playing Australasians, so 4 years later.
Yeah, that's so cool. And how are you finding the kind of community around that with the girls?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Some really great friendships have been built through the club, the teams, yeah.
Amazing. Really, really good. And so I guess the big news really is that, you know, you went across for the Australasian Games. Davey, can you tell me a little bit about Australasians and kind of what they mean and what they are for us?
Yeah, the Australasians are kind of an annual competition that runs between the major states in Australia and Christchurch or Canterbury and ourselves here in Wellington Hutt Valley. So we've probably been going on and off for the last 30 odd years. I think 1988 was probably the first time a team went. but this year was very special that it was the first year we actually won anything. So,
amazing.
You know, lots and lots of years of trying. I think I've lost three finals myself. So it was great to see it finally get over the line. But yeah, we're very lucky. We had a great intermediate women's team this year. They really worked super hard, you know, and you could, every one of them from 1 to 14, it was a 9-a-side competition and 14 players, but they all absolutely went above and beyond. And, you know, there was no way they were going to lose that final once the whistle went. So it was a pleasure to see it.
So for 30 plus years, we've been sending teams over, but it took the women's to actually bring home a medal. Ah, yeah, I can see that being...
Absolutely, it's following in the footsteps of the Irish soccer team, you know. You want it done right, let the women do it, you know.
Yeah, if you can't do it right, send the women over and they'll bring home a medal for you. Yeah, amazing. And so tell me a little bit about the team, Tia, because you were on there.
Yeah, so we had a good mix of the team. We had... a few Kiwis, a couple of us from Australia, and then the rest would have been from Ireland. But
yeah, amazing. And who was your captain this year?
So Heather Williamson, our captain. She's Wellington born, bred and buttered.
Amazing. And a great goalie. I'm sure she had some coaching as well from Davey, right?
Yeah, it's amazing we actually won because we had myself and Ron O'Malley, another goalkeeper, training the team. So we were confident we could, you know, keep them out of the back, you know.
It's the bit up front that you didn't have the skills.
Exactly. We just let them do their own thing once they got to the halfway line. You know, it's all theirs then.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit about the games? Who were you up against first?
So the first game we were up against South Australia, who we met again in the final. So that was an interesting turnaround from our initial score in the first game. We picked up again after that, but...
Yeah, and so that first game was a bit challenging, getting your feet and finding...
Yeah, it was the first time we sort of played together properly.
Yeah.
Over the whole season, really.
So. Yeah. And then obviously met them in the finals and went, well, who'd you meet up to that? Who were the other teams
We had
against?
Victoria Country and Victoria Metro.
Amazing. Tough teams.
Yes.
Tough teams to come up against, and especially New South Wales have traditionally been quite the sort of AFL background, quite a strong team to go up against. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in the Victoria Country, there was some minors as well, which I was running around thinking I could be your mum, but didn't stop me anyway.
Amazing. When the final was being played, I had family over at my house and I had I was watching the live. And there was just one moment that stood out for me is that you were in the back and a ball came in and you just handed it away, managed to get it back, send it down, and it resulted in a point. And I remember I was in my kitchen going like, go on, Tia. And everyone was like, what is she doing? Like, who is this person? Why is she shouting? It was amazing to see because so much does, you know, as Davey said, come from the backs as well. Because, you know, it's always great being up front and having the scores. But some of that work in defence is just hard work and fair play.
That's the flying Fiji inside of me coming out. I didn't get it from my mother's side anyway. So.
Fantastic. And so when it came to obviously the final and that amazing success, tell me more about the night afterwards. How was that? How was the ball?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. So we had the all-star presentation as well.
Yep.
So seven of us were selected from our Wellington team. So it was Heather, Jenny, Ailish, Andy, Ashling and...
Mairead.
Yep. And then, of course, myself.
It's so hard. So many people get all-star nominations. So hard to remember them all. Amazing. And so...
And also there was a standout, Andy O'Reilly. Mm. She came away with the player of the tournament.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's so good. And well-deserved as well,
Very well-deserved.
Yeah. And is this one of the first times we've got such a high amount of all-stars, or how has that worked for the ladies' team?
Yeah, the way the All-Stars work this year is if you won the competition, you get 7. If you come second, you get 5.
Right.
But, you know, in fairness, the women's team, they manage themselves over there because both Ron O'Malley and myself couldn't make it across. So, right, so okay. As well as winning the trophy, they manage themselves and organise everything. But we had a few kind of spies on the ground from other states that were keeping an eye on things for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, the commentary from them was that they really wished they would have loved to be involved with Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA. They just said it's such a great bunch of people and, you know, just got on with the games. And it was definitely one of the more entertaining games of football there over the weekend.
And that's it, right? Having that fun as well maybe takes the pressure off for a final and makes it a little bit more kind of achievable as well. You did have some other support crew on the ground as well.
Yes, we did. We had Sam Burcham
and
Eileen, who joined us very last minute, the week before, signed up, came to one training, signed up, and off she was, booked flights, and just so happened her brother was over there as well.
Perfect.
So he helped manage the team from the sideline as well.
Yeah, water bottles and everything else that's needed. Sunscreen probably was more required. Mm-hmm. That's great, and great to see that support was there. And obviously there's a wider panel of women that play. It's not just those 14 that are in Wellington. There's kind of a wider thing. Has training kind of kicked off again for another season, or are we still inside of social seasons? Or
the socials is about to kick off, but at the Wellington Sevens at the weekend we had a second ladies team as well.
Oh cool.
Which was really built on the fact that 14 went to Australia plus 4 or 5 more trained with that team.
Yeah,
so we had a really good nucleus of a strong women's team there, and we saw that the Wellington first team won the Wellington Sevens quite convincingly again at the weekend. So they've got the double done now. We'll be expecting the national title in March to come back again, so no pressure. But just to call out another thing on the Australasians, I was in the Hutt Valley Irish Society that evening for a celebratory pint. Yeah. And I ran into Anna Carroll, who's been, you know, a lifelong member of the club, patron of the club, and, you know, really kind of got Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA back on its feet in the 80s and all the way through to the 90s and 2000s. Mm. And she was just over the moon. They had ran out of Baileys, but I think somebody went and got a bottle. Just wasn't gonna miss the chance to celebrate. But yeah, and it's great to see those people who've put so much into Gaelic games in the region, to see reward for that by keeping it alive. You know, these days do happen. And got lots of messages from previous presidents, previous women's football trainers, and they're all just delighted to see it happen.
It is sort of like a bit of a pyramid, isn't it? Like it's built upon years and years, because it's a social outlet. It's not, you know, people don't give up their full-time jobs to play. And so it is really cool to see that some of the members that have been there for a very long time get to sort of also celebrate in the success. You know, it's obviously 14 women that did a stellar performance, but there's probably hundreds behind that were really supporting it going forward. So that's great. And I think Anne did play as well back in the 80s.
Yeah, Anne played in the 60s on. She played played in the Camogie team.
Amazing.
So yeah, so there's a rich history of Gaelic games in the region. And we kind of probably rediscovered every now and again. And we're lucky that it was last year we celebrated the 130th year of some form of Gaelic games in the Wellington region.
Yeah.
And we were able to kind of dig through the old archives and find old photos, old, you know, audio clips and newspaper clippings. And it's been a great, you know, a great asset to the club to be able to have that. And, you know, Ronan did a great job in putting a video together, as well as John Bob's Daily, you know, sourcing a lot of the material for that. So, yeah, it's about, you know, learning from the past, and hopefully we leave something behind us as well that the next generation can come along and
we'll be looking at photos of that of the Wellington 14 on a wall somewhere as well.
There's a jersey to be framed, definitely.
100%. That's a really good idea. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, just thinking around the whole team, and you've mentioned a few, but is there any other kind of shout outs that are for the ladies team that they're kind of looking through? I know Ronan did a lot of training as well with you.
Yes, so once we had Ronan on board, that was a bit of initially we'd submitted the team and we had the numbers, everyone was there committed, but we're missing just one thing. We didn't actually have a coach. So I kind of joked with Davey that he'd be doing the coaching the women's team, and came through and roped Ronan along as well, so we were very lucky to have them.
And while you've built it, they will come, right? If you've got a good team, you have to have good coaches that will follow on.
That's so it. It got me out of training myself, so it worked really well.
I see. So yeah, if you schedule it alongside the men's, then you don't have to do the training for men's. Brilliant.
For the standout though, we had Joanna Sharp on the team, so she's from Western Australia, and I don't even recall that she's ever played a tournament with us, but she came from socials and onto Australasians.
So. Amazing. So it's just a social player said, I'll give this a crack and went for it.
Yep. Asked us at training, what are the rules? Can you do this? Can you do that?
That's brilliant. And there's
international sports star now. So.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, an actual award-winning sports star now. Yeah. And that's another good point. So the socials is where she sort of first got hold of the game, and that's kicking off again this
week, we're just in the middle of our beginner sessions. So we were on two beginner sessions on a Wednesday evening. So we've one done and another one coming next Wednesday at Ian Galloway Park in Karori. And then we'll start up the social season. I think it's on the 9th of November. Mm. And that'll run for 6 weeks leading into Christmas. And then we'll do something similar in January, February. And that'll lead on to the national competition in Hamilton in March.
Amazing.
So if people are keen, now's a good time to get involved. You know,
learn the rules. Yeah, and with socials, it's done very different than in other countries because it's mixed socials. So you've got guys and girls on the same team, sort of playing, and there's kind of some rules that are slightly tailored for that purpose as well. So it's a real good beginner's side of things.
Yeah, we've probably played with the rules over many years to try and see what works for us and. Yeah, the format we have at the moment is 9-a-side with a combination of men and women on the team. So you'd probably have maybe 5 fellas, 4 women and a couple of subs and just kind of interchange. So good quick games as well, 12-minute halves. So it's at, gets your fix for Gaelic football or hurling on a Wednesday evening sorted. And we also introduced hurlogy, which is a combination of hurling and camogie for beginners as well.
Right.
So very, very similar rules, but with the aim to bring more people to the games.
True. Yeah. Hurlogy. So I like it.
we probably feel that we're so far from Crow Park, we can play with the rules a bit more than most, but it does tend to work for us. So we'll keep plugging it away.
I can definitely say that the socials were sort of a gateway for most people into the sport because, a couple of years ago when I moved here first as well, I brought a few people from work along and sort of, they were playing in a few of our games, and it was a real good way of sort of introducing them in to meet the people then that they might be playing with in either the men's team or the women's team. I guess it's less intimidating because sometimes going to a brand new sport where you know no one is hard, whereas if you've had a beer on the sideline first afterwards. who would have a beer before a game? That's madness. But then it makes it a lot easier to sort of, someone say, oh, come on away and we'll do some training, with the team next week and that. So it's really, really good and great spot for it in the summer as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we have the barbecue going there every Wednesday as well. So it's just kind of nice community atmosphere. And, the more the merrier. It's a good spot to be in a Wednesday evening.
Yeah. And so what's the plan for next year's Australasians? Is there going to be a team or two? Too early to think?
It's never too early. I suppose we've got a good success story now to kind of rope players in. And, have to go back and defend
the title.
The title and maybe try and get a men's team going as well or try and get a camogie team. You never know. The one thing with the club here is if enough players want to go, we'll back them and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I'm thinking there'll be 14 women and 27 coaches going across next year. On the backs,
we'll have to do a few quiz night fundraisers.
On the backs of it all, And do you know where it's going to be held next year? Or still being decided? And
That gets decided in, I think, February, March, when we go to the next Australasian convention. But there is a GAA World Games next year. I think it's in Derry in July.
Oh, cool.
So we're still... The format of that and the eligibility for that has to be clarified, but I would expect a couple of the 7 that got all stars will be eligible to play on that. So we could be playing in World Games as well. So, could be another cup coming back to Wellington.
That'd be great, yeah. And especially that it's being held in Derry as well. Mm-hmm. It's quite special, the fact that it's back home. You
back
might
home
get
for one of our players, Eilish, as well.
Oh, true, yeah. Okay, that's... That'll be good as well. Yeah, see family and get back there. Yeah, amazing. So I'm just going to pop through. I know that there's a very special song for the ladies team.
You're not going to ask me to sing it, are you?
Well, I mean, now I really want to, but no, I think, what would, tell me a little bit around that backstory of that song for the ladies team.
I think it just came out in the change rooms, to be honest. we hadn't picked our song up until, I think, when we're over there. We did have a few in mind, but we've made a few changes. But yeah, it just came to us.
Yeah, and easy to sing along, right?
Yes, we also had the Victorian girls in our final singing along in the background. So
amazing. Oh, that's great to see that some of the other teams would come out to support you on the finals as well. That's so good.
Oh.
So before we finish up, there was rumours of a confession that needs to be made. Now, look, I think it's open and honest now of what happened. You didn't leave a person behind.
No.
But what was left in Australia?
There were no flights missed. no people missed. However, probably 2 weeks in after returning back, and I said, if we could just get the all the gear and kit bags and things returned back to the storeroom. So I messaged around a few girls and they said, I don't have it. And then I said, who has it? Melbourne has it.
Excellent. So there is jerseys, kit bags, probably a first aid kit.
There are no
kit.
Jerseys in the bag, thankfully.
Oh, okay, well
we
done.
We all had our own jerseys. But so made that little discovery and madly called Davey in a panic. Didn't know what to do. I was looking up couriers. I was doing all that. And thankfully, Damien Maloney over in Melbourne is collecting the bag for us. So it's
excellent.
In safe hands.
So there's a flight that Damien's owed to bring a kit bag.
But that was my first question as well. You know, what jerseys are in there? It's only training gear. It's all right.
It's funny, isn't it? When you're in there for long enough, the first thing is, who has the jerseys? It's like, if you left the immersion on.
So they might have a few bags of snakes in there as well for them. So it's all good.
Oh, great. They get some lollies. Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's the payment for bringing the kit bag back. Well, fair play. I hope he remembers to also bring the kit bag back. We can probably fund some kind of bag courier system for him. Be fine. Yeah, amazing. Well, I'm glad the confession's out and everyone knows now. No one's to blame. It's open here. It's all good.
We were celebrating, so there was
exactly.
We made our flights, just some things didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The I'm assuming the trophy made it back, right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
It did.
Yeah,
that was
good.
My second question.
Yeah. Where's the jerseys? Do we have our trophy? Amazing. Thank you so much for being in here today. Really appreciate it. It is just phenomenal to see the ladies' team bringing home such success, especially on such a big stage. We are the coolest little club in the world, but a small club, and so amazing to see what heights that have come to from the last 30 odd years, and hopefully defending your title next year, and potentially the men's might catch up maybe win something.
We have a long road ahead of us.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Davey. Thank you so much, Tia. And I have a very special guest star this week to do the notices. Now, don't worry, it's not the death notices. We've got some actual notices around for the Irish community around Wellington. So over to you, Davey. Tell me all that's going on the next wee while.
All right. Thanks, Adele. I've just got a couple of notices. We talked about the Gaelic football socials and hurling. That's starting now. So jump on to wellingtonga.com for more details there. In the Hutt Irish Society, the potluck dinner is this Sunday afternoon. So look forward to seeing lots of people down there again for always a great evening out. And for kids GA, we've just started that back as well. So if parents or grandparents are keen on getting their kids or grandkids out having a play, having a go, just check out wellingtonga.com again for that. And we'd love to see as many as we can there.
Amazing. We'll start growing some of the future footballers in-house. That sounds great.
That's it.
I feel like after notices I always have to go like, there's a Toyota Corolla parked in the emergency. But anyway, thank you so much for doing the notices. That's awesome. Brilliant. And we're gonna do a bit of a play out, and this is the ladies theme song for the tournament, which apparently came up in the dressing room, so you know that they well thought it through, and it's a very quality song. And so here to play Hey Baby is DJ Otzi.
Been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.